Hello, and welcome to the Eclectic Hour with your host, Craig Boyer. KKRN Community Radio's Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and is sometimes interviews with music woven in relating to the subject and to the person being interviewed. And today, I'll be interviewing Dick Sorensen, and he'll be playing some of the music he's chosen to share. So today's show is all about the life and the music that has shaped this local musician, has brought so much joy to so many over many decades now. Welcome, Dick Sorensen.
Hey, Craig. Good to be here.
I'm really pleased to have you in the studio. Now, my first question to you is, when did you first take up musical performance, and could you outline in brief how it's all progressed over these years?
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll give you the kind of a Cliff Notes version. Early memories I have of my musical career is at home with my three brothers then, and New Year's Day, my mom and dad would be gone the night before because they'd be playing a gig, and they'd come back with the, I remember as just a little kid, getting rattles and whistles and stuff, and it was a big day for us because, you know, we had some new toys to play with. And that was kind of the startup of my long musical history, because my folks were very dedicated to their music. They played, I grew up in little town of Solvang, California. It's Danish capital.
Beautiful place.
Yeah. And my folks would play dances, weddings. They were kind of the musicians of the area. I was the middle of actually five brothers eventually, but there was two. I had two older brothers, and when we start school, grade school, we'd all. It wasn't an option not to take band. And so my oldest brother got trombone, next brother saxophone. I was assigned trumpet when I got going. And music was just a natural part environment in our home. And as things, as we grew, my older brothers basically joined little family band. It became just a little bigger family orchestra, and I wasn't too interested in that. I was kind of a little black sheep in a way.
Surprising to me, of course.
I know. It was sort of like, oh no, I got my own things going. You know, I'd go down the woods and play with whatever I could find. Now we lived out in the country and stuff, and I did my own thing. So. Anyway, the four of them played gigs, and my start getting a guitar handed in my lap was about 1960. We'd go on family vacations, and we had gone several years to Bass Lake, and of course the musical instruments came along with us. And we would be kind of the source of an evening gathering with them playing music out in the campground in Bass Lake. And there was a rock band in 1960, a rock band called the Revels, mm-hmm. playing mm-hmm. locally. And my next oldest brother, who was playing guitar, basically hooked up with a band. They were short a musician. They hired him on. He was the guitarist for the family band. And
you lost him.
Lost him, and not long after that.
Was that Dean?
That was Dean, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a choice whether I stayed out any longer. It was sort of like, okay, Dick.
Here you are, son.
He handed me a guitar, and I remember the first gig I played, it was 2 months later for the Optimist Club in Santa Barbara. and Halloween dance. And I lasted about 15, 20 minutes on that old K guitar. My fingers were just burning up. So I'd take a break and I'd be able to play a little bit more. That was, anyway, that was the start of me plugging in to the family band. And actually, I was thinking before, another early experience I had, and this is the first song I'm going to offer you, is when I was a sophomore in high school, there's a folk singer came to sing in our cafeteria named Randy Sparks, who later founded the New Christy Minstrels and went on, and still, I think they played in Reading a couple, 3 years ago.
They That's right. And, yeah, I saw them when they did. Uh-huh.
But I remember him playing Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, and as a sophomore, you know, it just sort of had my brain going, like, whoa.
Sparks your interest a little bit.
Something interesting, yeah. Anyways, I was going to play one of his songs just to commemorate that opening.
All right.
And
sounds good.
Here, anyway, this is a song called "Today," which is one of his classics.
One of my favorites as well.
Here we go. Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. Oh, a million tomorrows shall all pass away. Dare I forget all the joy that is mine today? Oh, I'll be a dandy, and I'll be a rover. You'll know who I am by the songs that I sing. I'll feast at your table, I'll sleep in your clover. Who cares what tomorrow shall bring? Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all pass away. Dare I forget all the joy that is mine today? Oh, I can't be contented with yesterday's glories. I can't live on promises, winter to spring. For today is my moment, now is my story. I'll laugh and I'll cry and I'll sing. Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all pass away. Where I forget all the joy that is mine today.
Ah, thank you, Dick Sorensen. That's such a beautiful, beautiful song. And yeah, Randy Sparks was involved with that, and a whole lot of other good songs.
Yeah, and it probably early on sparked my interest. I mean, right after that, I don't remember doing a lot of music, except for I was playing a little trumpet, you know, which never stuck quite. It was just like, okay.
You were required to do
I'm doing
it.
The family thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was a group that came out a couple of years later, Peter, Paul, and Mary, that just hooked me big time. Mm-hmm. And it was their songs, their harmony, and their style and the guitar work that they had and just that energy that
They had some message songs too, which was really important.
Before I get to their music, I'm kind of bouncing around here a little bit. There's I was going to offer a song done by Eddie Cochran.
Not Blue Cheer?
Eddie Cochran preceded Blue
Yes, he did. Yes,
and
he did.
And The Who. It's been covered.
Yeah, it's been covered.
But I remember his old version. It's called Summertime Blues.
All right. So it's a good one.
Yeah, so let's just crank that one out.
All right.
I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler. Better working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Well, tried to call my baby, tried to get a date. The boss said, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder, what am I gonna do? Well, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. No, there ain't. Oh, my mama, papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use the car to go ride next Sunday. Well, didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. You can't use the car cause you didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder, what am I gonna do? Well, I ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder, what am I gonna do? Well, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. There just ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
All right, Dick Sorensen. Yeah, right here in the studio.
Oh,
yes, indeed. Yep. And now the next one you've chosen that you're going to do is by Three Dog Night. And I recall thinking that their vocalist, Chuck Negron, was the coolest rock star that I'd ever seen. I saw them perform at the Denver Pop Festival. And this is just a few weeks before Woodstock. And Chuck was amazing. He had this mustache coming way down and fringed jacket. And out of the Three Dog Night performers, he was definitely the coolest one on stage. And you have you and your Sorensen brothers have a bit of a history with Chuck Negron. Could you, in brief, say about that?
You bet. Yeah, well, so I basically started playing guitar with the family band, which is without Dean.
Was it called the Sorensen Brothers?
It was called the Sorensen Family Band.
Okay.
Yeah. But the Sorensen Brothers came out of that because my brother, the Revels, did a couple tours in 1960. And when he got home, tour was about 2-3 months, he got home. Well, he wanted to keep jamming on the rock stuff. So he got Paul, and we got my younger brother then started playing drums. And I was given the role of rhythm guitar player. And so we started working with some old Ventures tunes and just doing instrumentals, and Dean would sing a few old hits of the era. And he and my older brother started doing some Everly Brothers harmonies and stuff. But I just was carried along in the little rock band. They connected up with Chuck at Allen Hancock College. Chuck was recruited from the East Coast to play basketball. So he was recruited as a basketball player for the little junior college there. And he's also, he had been doing singing extensive back east, doing doo-wop stuff at the groups back there. And Dean and Paul hooked up with him, and they started doing jamming and stuff. And basically, Chuck joined our little Sorensen Brothers. It was Sorensen Brothers, and he went. He had a stage name after we did a couple recordings of Chuck Rundell. So it was Chuck Rundell and the Sorensen Brothers. And we played a couple, 3 years with him. What ended that, my oldest brother, Dean, was drafted in the Army and went. So that was when Vietnam started heating up. But anyways, I was going to do one of Chuck's songs that I've kind of retooled the lyrics a little bit for my preschoolers and my young ones that I sing quite a bit to. I go do classes around the area. So here's modified Jeremiah.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said, but we always had a mighty fine time. Oh, we always had a mighty fine time, singing joy to the world. All the boys and girls, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me. You know I love the tadpoles, love to have my fun. Playing all day, singing all night, keeping the blues on the run. Oh, we're just having a whole lot of fun and singing joy to the world. All the boys and girls now, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me. If I was the king of the world, tell you what I'd do. I'd gather all my friends in the neighborhood and we'd come and play with you. Oh, we'd have a fine time with you and singing joy to the world. All the boys and girls, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me, singing joy to the world. All the boys and girls, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me.
Woo! Yeah, all right. Yeah, that was adapted really well for young people, and it fits. Made it fit right in. Really good. Yeah, because you've played with for young people a lot and brought a lot of joy that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great thing that you do. Now the next one is "If I Had Wings," and I'm not familiar with that song. I don't believe.
Right. Well, this a song that was, and I'm not sure which album it was on. Basically, Peter Yarrow sang it as a soloist from Peter, Paul, and Mary. Hmm. And there was one time we went up to the Ashland where they have the outdoor concerts, mm-hmm. up there, and years ago, and I remember getting a seat close in because I wanted, that's the, mm-hmm. the goal, get in. It was an open seating on the.
Is it on the green?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Concert on the green.
Yeah. And, I was, what do I want to say? I couldn't help but sing along with that stuff. And sometimes I'd have to quiet it down because, okay, people ought to hear them, not me. And Peter sang this song, and there's other people were singing along. I mean, they're kind of a sing along group.
Peter, Paul, and Mary were on the green.
They were on the green.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's a free show.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm. Well, we're probably talking about a different thing. I'm trying to think. It was a paid concert, but outside. They used to have a concert venue. Ashland.
Was it the Brit?
Yeah.
Okay. Jackson. Okay.
Forgot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
Jacksonville.
I was the only one singing along to this song. It's called "If I Had Wings."
Okay.
If I had wings, no one would ask me, should I fly? The bird sings, no one asks why. Well, I can see in myself, wings as I feel them. If you see something else, keep your thoughts to yourself. I'll fly free then. Yesterday's eyes see their colors fading away. They see their sun turn into gray. You can't share in a dream that you don't believe in. If you say that you see and pretend to be me, you won't be then. How can you ask if I'm happy going my way? You might as well ask a child at play. There's no need to discuss or understand me. I won't ask of myself to become someone else. I'll just be me.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I got to enjoy Peter, Paul, and Mary at the Brit Festival there in Jacksonville. Shortly before she passed on, you know, and mm-hmm. It was a wonderful, wonderful concert.
Yeah.
You know, they still had the enthusiasm, and I thought after all these years of performing like they did, that they would no longer have the enthusiasm, but they did, and they carried us all along.
Yes.
It was great.
I totally agree, yeah. And maybe they kind of gave me a start in my musical presentations.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a good energy there.
Yes. You carry that along, and that's what, you know, we all look for.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, and this is Dick Sorensen here in the studio with me, and you're listening to the Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio. And I'm your host, Craig Boyer. And we're here in our Reading studio. And we want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what's keeping these programs on the air. So, if you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to Pencil and Paper Ready, KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org, and we thank you. Now we're going to resume our musical selections from Dick Sorensen's repertoire of songs, and he has way, way, way many songs, but we can only fit in a few here.
Yeah.
And you chose Puff the Magic Dragon, another Peter, Paul, and Mary selection.
Yeah, and Puff has had a long history with me. I remember I spent a year at Cal Poly State College back then in San Luis Obispo, and instead of attending some classes, I'd end up at Avila Beach.
Oh, one of our favorite places. My wife and I love
Avila Beach. And that's when I first remember hearing that song on the radio. It's a top 40 song.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't anything that striking to me then, but I've probably played that song more than any other because when I started playing in classrooms and doing with preschools and primary kids, that song was just an overwhelming favorite. They want to hear about the little dragon and the boy, and the big dragon, little boy, and and their, you know, travails. So when Nadine and I went to Ireland, that was in the last time we've been to Ireland several times. But the last time we went to a festival in Dingle. Irish have festivals. They have what's called a bank holiday, where it's a long weekend. And whenever they have a little extra day, these different towns will bring in, have a festival, and music festival. And as part of this festival, we stayed in a B&B with several other people, including a Russian couple, young Russian couple, whom we... I remember having the morning breakfast, which was enough for a day.
Stuck to your ribs,
the
eh?
The famous Irish breakfast is not understated. But we got talking a bit with them, and they played in the only traditional band that they, in a large city in central Russia, they were, and so they that was their shtick. And they had come, you know, to the festival to learn more, you know, and work on their craft. And when I said, hey, would you share something, share one of your songs, or share yourself? I remember exactly how it was stated. But anyway, the four of us got together in the, I think, the living room. And I remember the woman, young woman, she talked about how these villages, she grew up in a village outside, I think it was in Cantonburg, is where she was living, but there were the smaller villages, and what they do, when they have a, when they're, when one village is having some opposition with another one, they're having a problem, they would have dance-offs, and she did... demonstrated the dance off, and the dance was just expressing their anger, expressing
and emotions.
And she said that instead of going and duking it out, there was a dance off. They wanted me to do one of our songs, and what I did start out with was Puff. I thought, okay, I'll try and find something that they might be familiar with. I started on Puff, and after about they got very quiet, and you know, I wasn't sure if they were listening or if they could understand or you know, if the song was right. And actually, I think after a verse or so, I stopped for a second and I said, "Oh well, how about this one?" And I was going to do a John Denver tune, and I started on that. And they said, "No, go back
Puff.
To the other one." And I said, "Oh, okay." And so I finished Puff, and I remember the woman having tears in her eyes from she really picked up on the story. And I mean, it just struck me that, this song, it just kind of reaches in someplace in some special way. And anyway.
All right. Share that
Puff
with us.
Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in land called Hunnalee. Little Jackie Paper, he loved that rascal Puff, and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hunnalee. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hunnalee. Well, together they would travel on a boat with billowed sails. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships
would lower their flags when Puff roared up his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in land called Unalee. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in land called Unalee. Well, a dragon lives forever, not so little boys or girls. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. So Puff that mighty dragon, at least ceased his fearless roar. Oh, his head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane without his lifelong friend. Oh, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Unalee. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Unalee.
All right, ooh, yeah. Puff the magic dragon. Yep, yeah. That is a favorite. And Dick Nix, you were planning to do 16 tons.
Yeah.
And what inspired you to want a Tennessee Ernie Ford?
That's right, an old Tennessee Ernie Ford piece. I remember watching the Tennessee Ernie Ford show.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any big connection to him or this song, except I picked it when I started. I worked at North Valley School, which was an alternative school. We had at-risk kids there.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that program, we had an autistic program, mm-hmm. an autistic class, where we'd have, basically, we got kids that there were no other place that could take them in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Sometimes they were nonverbal and they were pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had so much respect for the teachers and aides that worked with them. But they got me into doing a regular music thing there. And I was picking out songs that would kind of
hopefully
engage them.
Yeah.
And it did. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd get different mm-hmm. kids, they'd come up and sing with me, or they'd make sounds.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing their form of singing, basically, mm-hmm. and joining me. But there was one kid when I did 16 tons, and he just focused in on what I was doing with the singing
mm-hmm.
part, but really the guitar part, he would just locked in on that. And the next time I came, they'd gotten him an old guitar.
Hmm.
And I think it's for several years that I went and he'd come. He would just, he mimicked me doing the guitar and singing and doing, and so the song has a lot of some, well, you don't see it on the radio, but there's some physical parts to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just mimic me and he loved, made him a couple of tapes. He wore out one with the song, but he'd go home and he'd play that. And I think he played some of the other songs. I just gave him a.
Did he learn how to play?
He did not play as we
call it.
Think it.
Mm-hmm.
But he, yeah, he just, he would just go through the motions that were satisfying to him.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it just really engaged him. So anyway, that was this old tune. Here it is, 16 tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel, I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in a canebrake by an old mama line. In Ohio, woman, make me walk at the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, if you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other is steel. If the right one don't get you, well, the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. Oh, I owe my soul to the company store.
Yeah, bless your little pea-picking heart there, oh, Dick Sorensen. Indeed. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and... our next song that you're going to do is called The Unicorn Song, A Long Time Ago When the Earth Was Green.
Ah, yes.
There's more kind of animals than you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, you spent a little time in Ireland, and the Irish Rovers, did they do this song?
The Irish Rovers recorded the song, yes.
Yes, okay.
I think they had it on, it was playtime on the radio.
It was a pop hit.
Yeah, and I guess this one I have a little interesting bit on this particular song. As you know, Nadine and I've made several trips to Ireland, and I guess the reason it's sort of musically, I can't think of a better country to go. Music is
part of the life.
It just predominates there. You have music and storytelling, and that's just in their DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And I would sit in on sessions with different musicians and try and, you know, follow along. I'm basically just doing my guitar work. And then every once in a while, the whoever's running the session in the pub say, Dick, do a song. They want me to do an Elvis song or a Buddy Holly or Nadine and I do some Everly Brothers stuff, you know. And then we go back to the session. So it was just sort of like a little give and take there. But this song, we were at another festival in Castle Island. It was a downstairs. I remember being downstairs at a sort of a bar area, and there was something just basically part of the event going on, and as it was also being broadcast on live radio, and I guess the whoever was doing the radio, it had heard that I was played music and asked if I'd do a song on the radio, just live, just you know, grab a guitar and
go for
play
it.
Yeah, and I decided, okay, I'll do the unicorn song, and then I had this kind of a foreboding or just kind of a thought of, wait a minute, I do it kind of, I like to throw a little what I think is sort of an Irish brogue into it. and I know that...
And you aren't going to sound like they do.
It's going to sound like I'm making fun of them or something. And so what I decided, I would sing the song just as straight as possible. And it was just, anyways, we did it, and I didn't get anything, no nasty looks or anything.
Good, so. Good. It worked out. That's a fine song, I'll tell you.
Yes.
So we'll let you go for it here.
Okay, here we go. A long time ago when the earth was green, more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They run around free while the earth is being born. The loveliest of them all was a unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, sure as you're born. The loveliest of them all was a unicorn. Well, God seen some sin, and boy, it gave him pain. He said, stand back, I'm gonna make it rain. And he said, hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo, and take some of them green alligators, some long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, sure as you're born. Don't you forget my unicorns. Well, old Noah was there, and he answered the call. Finished up making the ark just as the rain started to fall. He marched in the animals, a two by two, and he called out as they went through. Hey, Lord, I got some green alligators, some long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just don't see no unicorns. Well, Noah looked out through the driving rain. All them unicorns were hiding, they were playing silly games. They were laughing and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. There's the green alligators and some long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees. And Noah cried, close the door, close the door. Oh, 'cause the rain is pouring and we just can't wait for no unicorns. Well, the ark started moving and drifting with the tide. The unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. And the water came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never, never, Craig, never.
Never?
Never.
Oh.
Oh, never see a unicorn to this very day.
Oh, so sad.
But you are in a bit of luck. Because if you live on a certain part of the planet Earth, and you look out your living room window, you might see, oh, maybe a green alligator, oh, a long-necked geese, a humpty-backed camel, oh, lots of chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorn.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the story of the unicorn.
There's the story. Now, the next song I've come to dearly love, and it's called Saltwater Joys, and yeah, that's from your travels in Newfoundland, and we want to try to fit in the rest of the song. So just a brief, very brief, how that came to be that you learned that song.
I can do that. We did a trip up into eastern Canada, and we got all the way up to Newfoundland, and while we were in Cowhead, Newfoundland, which is a little burg on the west coast, I went to sing songs for a high school music class, and they in turn sang me songs, and this is one that they brought with brought to me.
And it's a beautiful song.
It's called Saltwater Joys. Ooh, I'm going to have to tune up.
He's going to do a little tuning. And while he gets some tuning done, we'll continue. Yes, there's another song going to be coming up, too, that Dick Sorensen made me aware of and that I dearly love, too, and that'll be right after Saltwater Joys.
We will go right into it.
Okay.
But here's Saltwater Joys in tune. Just to wake up in the morning to the quiet of the cove and to hear Aunt Bessie talking to herself and to hear poor Uncle John mumbling wishes to old Nell, it made me feel that everything was fine. Well, I was born down by the water, it's here I'm gonna stay. I've searched for all the reasons why I should go away, but I haven't got the thirst for all those modern day toys, so I'll just take me chances with those saltwater joys. Following little brook as it trickles to the shore, in the autumn when the leaves are flaming red, kicking leaves that fall around me, watching sunsets paint the hills, that's all I'll ever need to feel at home. This island that we cling to has been handed down with pride by folks that fought to live here, taking hardships all in stride. So I'll compliment her beauty, hold on to my goodbyes, and I'll stay and take my chances with those saltwater joys. Can I leave those mornings with the sunrise on the cove and the gulls like flies surrounding Clayton's Wharf? Platter's Island wrapped in rainbow in the evening after fog. Ah, the ocean smells a perfume to my soul. Some go to where the buildings reach to meet the clouds, where warm and gentle people turn to swarming faceless crowds. So I'll do without their riches, the glamour and the noise, and I'll stay and take my chances with those saltwater joys. Yes, I'll do without their riches, the glamour and the noise, and I'll stay and take my chances with those saltwater joys.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right.
There you go.
And we're going to try to fit these in. So right into The Coming of Fall, which is by Bodie Wagner. And we don't have time to get into the whole story, but it's quite a nice story, too. Bodie Wagner's The Coming of Fall.
Oh, some days those feelings grow stronger. Sometimes the right ways, sometimes wrong. And some days that old road just seems longer till you take a hard left, get lost in a song.
Sometimes the getting there is half of the going. Sometimes you can't go at all, and oh no, that old wind is blowing. Crops have been growing so healthy and tall, and we now reap what once we were sewing and buttoning up tight for the coming of fall. Oh, you choose, well, which way your winds blow. Some will bring sunshine, some will bring rain, and it's old news. And do words the heroes and songs that get written, but nobody sings. Just like a lady come lately, then took off. Just like a bow down the road, and you don't, oh, have to be packaged into someone that nobody knows, and you don't have to feel sorrow. Just look towards tomorrow and lighten your load.
Thank you, Dick. That's another one of my favorites. Yeah. And finally, the last song that that we've chosen to share today is that anthem that's associated with the great John McCutcheon. And incidentally, he will be coming to Reading on January 7th. That's a Friday. And he'll be at Pilgrim Congregational Church. And he's not to be missed. And in fact, Dick Sorensen and I, we traveled approximately 400 miles round trip to see him. And I'd never heard of him. And you, Dick, said that, just trust me because you're going to like him.
Yep.
And I thank you for that because he is now my favorite singer-songwriter. And I've got a lot of ones that I really enjoy, but he's primo. Mm-hmm. He's my favorite. So this an anthem that I just dearly love. And you're going to do it for us. Hallelujah, the great storm is over.
Here we go. Yeah, this came to me. A friend loaned me a John McCutcheon, or gave me a John McCutcheon tape. This is back in the tape days. And she had a different song in mind for me to do, and I played it, and the other song was pretty good. But boy, the great storm, it just caught me, and I just, and ever since.
You've been doing it ever since.
It's as the local word AIDS gathering, I've done it. From late 90s up till the last one, which was 2019, I think, just before, or 2020, anyway, just when.
And you've done it at church a number of times as well.
It's just quite a piece.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Oh, the thunder and lightning gave voice to the night. A little lost child cried aloud in her fright. Well, come closer, little baby, and a story I will tell of a love that has vanquished the powers of hell. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Alleluia. The great storm is over, lift up your wings and fly. Sweetness in the air,
and justice on the wind. Laughter in the house where the mourners have been. The deaf shall have music and the blind have new eyes. The standards of death taken down by surprise. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Release for the captives, an end to all wars. Streams in the desert, new hope for the poor. And all the little children shall dance as they sing and play with the bears and the lions in the spring. Oh, alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Oh yes, little baby, let go of your fears. The Lord loves his own and your mother is here. The babe fell asleep as the lantern did burn. The mother sang on till her bridegroom's return. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly.
Take it, Craig.
Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly.
Yeah.
Amen.
There we go.
Right. Okay.
Wrapped it.
That's just about the time we have left. And I hope you've enjoyed this eclectic hour. And we want to thank you for lending us your ears, for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radios. And any comments and questions can be made at craig.boyer@yahoo.com. And tune in next week for another edition of the Eclectic Hour. And thank you, Dick Sorensen.
And thanks you, Craig. This is a kick.
All right.